I've presided over 100 jury trials, and I have one of the lowest reversal rates in all district courts in the state of Nevada. I'm a strong believer in the rule of law, but I am fair. I manage my courtroom both tough and effectively, which means I will always ensure that the law is properly enforced. And for all of us, that means the Department 19 will be a courtroom presided over by a judge that is a crime fighter, but will also have compassion when needed. Tough, firm, and fair. That's who I am, as your District Court Department 19 judge. Thank you for your vote. I'm Judge William Kephart. Visit me at judgebillkephart.com.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect William Kephart.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. It's unclear if we'll be hearing from President Trump and challenger Joe Biden this evening, given the uncertainty of when final results will be available.
We know where the presidential candidates will be this evening, but not if we'll see or hear from them. President Trump is here in Washington, and there are unofficial plans for him to address supporters at the White House. Joe Biden will be watching the election returns this evening at home with his family in Delaware. He had scheduled a nighttime speech to the nation, but now says he'll wait if the outcome is unclear.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Voting's been brisk today, but Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose says election officials can only aim for an unofficial tally by late Tuesday night or early Wednesday.
I get the question all the time, will we have the final results on election night? And the answer is, of course not, because that's not how elections work. We never have had the final results on election night. What we will have is an accurate count of where we are so far.
Austria's Chancellor says yesterday's shootings in Vienna were clearly an Islamic terror attack and promised the country would defend its democracy.
According to officials, the assailant was a 20-year-old Austrian man who also had North Macedonian citizenship. He had been convicted to a prison sentence for trying to go to Syria to join IS and was released early from jail in December. In an address to the nation, Austria's Chancellor, Sebastian Kurz, described the shooting as an attack on free society, saying all those responsible would be hunted down and brought to justice. But, he added, we shouldn't fall into the trap laid by terrorists who want to divide society. Our enemies are never the members of a particular religion, he said.
BBC correspondent Damian McGinnis reporting. A police officer who tried to get in the way of the attacker was shot and wounded along with 21 other people. On Wall Street, the Dow by 554 points, the NASDAQ rose 202, the S&P advanced 58. More at townhall.com.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010. Or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
It's 4:04. This KMZQ Newsflash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, today is Election Day. It's your last chance to vote. Polls are open until 7 o'clock tonight at the 125 voting centers throughout Clark County. Today is also the final day to send in your mail ballot through the U.S. Postal Service. Your ballot must be postmarked by today in order to be counted. You can also drop off your mail ballot at any voting center without having to wait in line. And remember, under state law, if you're in line to vote at 7 o'clock tonight, you will be allowed to vote no matter how long it takes. Metro Police say they are prepared for any possible safety threats which might happen this election day. Officials say they are opening a development operations center at police headquarters to monitor potential safety threats in real time. Metro also has 600 non-patrol officers and detectives on standby to respond to any possible emergencies which might come up. UNLV wide receiver Randall Grimes has been suspended through the end of the calendar year. According to reports in the Las Vegas Review-Journal from UNLV football coach Marcus Arroyo, Grimes, a junior, led the Rebels with 44 catches, 696 yards, and 7 touchdowns last year.
KACQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Look for delays on Interstate 15, both directions between Craig and Cheyenne right now. Also, lane restrictions are causing some delays as you try to work your way through the airport tunnel. That's southbound Paradise at Russell. Very slow through there.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Well, we've gotten down to the final few hours, the final 3 hours, and as long as you're in line by 7 o'clock, you'll get a chance to vote. If you're not in line at 7 o'clock, you are out of luck, and so is our democracy. Tommy White joining us, Laborers Union Local 872 business manager. He joins us on Election Day. Tommy, let me just ask you, a lot of the unions, the AFL-CIO and others, are busy getting out the vote. I'm curious what's going on with Laborers Union 872.
Yeah, we're done with that. You know what I mean, Kevin? We're not going out there and playing all that those BS games at the end of the day and trying to push that. We saw where we believe our people are voting, and we just asked them to get out the vote. You know, I mean, the days of going out and picking people up with a bus and driving them to the polls are over. Right, people. They kind of made it a little bit easier for people to vote with the mail-in ballots, and so you know, I think the majority of the people went out and voted already. I mean, I was out today. I didn't really see early this morning. I didn't see big lines. I actually saw bigger lines yesterday at the drop-off places than what I've seen today. But I actually haven't been out of the office for a few hours, so I could be wrong. Things might have changed.
That's wild. Are other unions? I know Culinary has been famous for this, of, you know, bringing buses right up to the strip hotels, and the employees get on and they get a box lunch. Is that the kind of thing still going on?
I'm not like it used to be. You got to remember, you know, over 50% of the culinary workers are not working right now because of COVID. Right. So
yeah.
And I didn't really see a lot of them out knocking on doors like you usually see. So, and that goes around, that goes for a lot of the unions. I think a lot of the unions left it up to their internationals to send out endorsement letters, and they basically told their members, you know, vote the way you feel with your heart, you know. So,
what is your sense? You travel not just around the country, but you travel this state. What is your sense of what we can expect over the next few hours as polls close across the country? We had more polls closing just at the top of the hour. Can you talk a little bit about what you're feeling for this election today?
I can tell you that just from what I've seen around our own state, I really think, and I have a few people that don't, you know, don't agree with me, but just from talking to people and from seeing people who have been on the voting lines and being out in the stores, I think Trump takes Nevada.
Wow. Wow. That would be a major flip from 2016, even though it was only 27,000 votes that Hillary Clinton won by. That would be a major, major flip.
Well, you know, Kevin, I think that one of the things that is actually helped Trump is that they kept this state shut down. And I believe when Donald Trump was on TV talking about opening up the country, they kept us shut down. And keeping us shut down just upset more people, and I think it pushed more people out to vote. And I actually believe that Trump takes the state. I believe Democrats are going to lose a congresswoman.
Which one, pray tell?
I think Dan is going to beat Susie Lee.
Wow. That is a bold, bold prediction.
Well, I mean, listen, I mean, I'm going by from me talking with people.
Yeah.
Right? Now, if, you know, I didn't hear, like I always hear about, you know, the union members, oh, we're going to go out, we're going to do this, we're going to rally, we're going to do this. I'm not seeing that. You know, what I'm seeing is union members going out and voting for who they want to vote for, not who their union's telling them to vote for. And I'm seeing more people are siding with the ones that wanted to open up our state and get people back working than those that wanted to keep us shut down.
I'm curious because something you said really resonated with me, and that is that in the case of Culinary, half their members are sitting home collecting unemployment rather than working. And I'm just curious, do you think the labor movement as a whole, that their role in politics because of COVID-19 may be diminished in this election, that across the board? I saw Richard Trumka the other day with the AFL-CIO talking about how they're back in this and back in that and back in Biden and all of that. But I'm curious if you think maybe the role of labor unions across the board because of COVID-19, because so many people are out of work, that it may not be as prevalent.
Well, you know, the funny thing that I see about labor unions and whether this gets me in a jam or not is, I'm going to just be honest with you, is labor unions always fall on whatever is the issue at the end, right? Labor unions forgot that while Joe Biden was in office as the vice president, we wind up getting the Pension Protection Act shoved on us. Labor unions forgot that when Obamacare came into place, It hit our health plans more than it hit anyone else's, because we had to make changes that we were already doing, but now it got forced on us from the government. So now what do you have? You have Donald Trump's in office. Everybody's pension fund was doing great. And so what the unions focus on? Okay, Donald Trump doesn't support unions. Donald Trump, he put the wrong people in office to handle the National Labor Relations Board, like we talked about last time.
Yeah.
Okay, but why don't we talk about how good our pension funds are doing and how bad our pension funds were doing from 2008 to 2016? Nobody wants to hear that. So I think a lot of union members just decided that they were going to go and vote who they felt comfortable with, and I believe most people felt comfortable over the past 4 years with President Trump. Now, over the past year, you know, we had a couple of hiccups going in there between the COVID and between, you know, these protests. But I think most people right now feel comfortable with voting for somebody that they feel is going to be there to protect them and not let this country get destroyed.
Are there other business managers of other unions that you've talked to that are echoing your sentiments? They may not be able to do it publicly, but privately they'll tell you, hey, Tommy, you're right.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I've heard from a few of them. And although they don't... listen, I've always been up front with the members of Local 872, and I believe that's what made us successful. I don't believe you have to lie to your members. I believe you should be up front with them, and a member should go out and vote for whether his union is saying, here's who we're going to support. If the member don't feel that's who he doesn't want to support, then he shouldn't have to worry about it. But I believe a lot. I'm probably the most vocal about stuff in general, whether it's presidential elections, whether it's building, whether it's someone doing the right thing or someone doing the wrong thing. Because at the end of the day, I'm at peace with myself. You know, I don't have to BS anybody.
Wow. I'm just curious what you think of tomorrow. I don't worry about what's going to happen tonight. We're probably not going to know anything tonight. We're not going to know anything definitive. But I do worry about what happens tomorrow and the day after that, the day after that. When you see all the TV shots of businesses boarding up, I haven't seen that much of it here in Las Vegas. I know you get out probably a lot more than I do. Have you seen a lot of businesses boarding up so far?
No, not here. There's a few that have boarded up downtown, and then there's a few that are kind of on standby just. They got all their plywood cut out and ready to go up, just in case. But listen, Kevin, you know what? I'm sure all your listeners will agree with me on this. It's a damn shame that it has come to this, that we have to put up barriers around the White House, that businesses have to board up their windows, that whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, you work your life to build that business, and then some little punk is going to come in and burn it down or break the windows or tear it down. And I think there's going to be a time, probably sooner than later, where the public is going to stand up themselves and put an end to it.
Well, the president today said that the federal government was not going to take kindly to rioting and looting, and that anybody caught doing same will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. This, to me, is an even greater reason. You can talk about policy, and you can talk about Obamacare, and you can argue those policy points. But if you want to talk about law and order, the guy that's going to be law and order is going to be Donald J. Trump, not Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree with you. And I'm sure all your listeners agree also. I one thing that I am very protective over is my country that I was raised in, and protective over my daughters, and my friends in general. You got to be proud to be born and raised in this country, and you should even be prouder if you came from somewhere else and became a citizen to this country and became eligible to vote. And we need to be able to protect ourselves, and we need to be able to protect our country and our history. You know, people talk a lot of BS about our history, but at the end of the day, our history is why we are the United States of America today.
Good point. Good points all. We'll find out together. It may not be tonight. Might not be tomorrow night. But we'll find out eventually. Tommy, we'll get back next week, and maybe we'll know who the next president is.
I hope we do. I look forward to having that conversation next week.
Thanks, Tommy. Always good, man.
All right, buddy. You take care.
All righty. Tommy White, Labor's Union Local 872 Business Manager. Yeah, and he's on a conservative talk radio station. Go figure. Stick around. More to do. Adam Laxalt will join us at the bottom of the hour. He is Nevada co-chair for the Trump 2020 reelect, the former attorney general of the state of Nevada and a former GOP candidate for governor. He'll have a lot to say on what's going on. It's election day. I'm so excited. On AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
It's not hard to find a real estate agent. Your aunt, your neighbor, your Uber driver, everybody knows somebody who thinks they can sell your house for you. But how do you know who's the best agent to fit your needs? I'm Heidi Harris. I'm here to tell you about Set Schedule. The hardest part about buying or selling a home is making sure you have the right real estate agent for the job. And not just somebody who knows Vegas, but somebody who knows your neighborhood and has a proven track record of selling homes in your price range. That's what's so great about Set Schedule. They compare hundreds of agents from different firms to find you the perfect realtor for your needs. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 888-HOMES-30. They'll find you the ideal match in minutes. When it comes to buying or selling a home, don't settle for the recommendation of a friend of a friend of a friend. Call 888-HOMES-30 and find the right agent. That's 888-HOMES-30, 888-HOMES-30, 888-HOMES-30. Set Schedule. Ready, set, home.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
I have lived in Clark County for more than 50 years and would like to tell you about my friend Anna Albertson, who is running for Clark County District Court Judge, Department 17. Anna Albertson is a wife, mother, trial attorney, and business owner. She understands the judge's role is to fairly and impartially apply the law as written. She will not legislate from the bench. Anna Albertson's background and experience makes her the best choice for all of us for Department 17. Vote for Anna Albertson for District Court Judge in Department 17.
Paid for and authorized by the Committee to Elect Albertson.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. The polls are going to be open till 7, but I think we all know that if you're in line at 7 o'clock, even if you're, 20 minutes from being able to get in, if you're just hanging out for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, or 40 minutes, whatever it is, they've got to let you in, and they've got to let you vote. So just make sure that you are at the polling place and in line. It's not enough to say, well, I'm in the parking lot. No. You got to be in line by 7 o'clock, and, good luck. The president, this is so cool. The president last night completed 5 speeches in 5 different states, and he was absolutely amazing. I want to go to cut 4 real quick because he was in Grand Rapids after midnight, and he was talking like a candidate who was going to win. This is cut number 4. This is the president last night, early this morning, in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
They want to confiscate your guns, Second Amendment, and indoctrinate your children with hateful anti-American lies. So you'll be happy that I just signed on the plane this beautiful Air Force One, and it is a beauty, I have to admit, an executive order to teach our nation's students pro-American values. It will be called. Sleepy Joe Biden has vowed to abolish and eradicate the American oil and natural gas industries, and he's pledged to ban fracking. And you saw that for a year, more than that. He'd get on stage with all these crazy people, radical left people, and they were screaming, who could ban it faster? He would say, yes, I ban fracking. I am totally against fracking. For a year, I am against fracking. I could play 100 clips. See the board? Where is the board? I spent a lot of money for that today. I could. He's going, for a year, I am against fracking. Then he lucks out because Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren doesn't get out. So she takes enough words. She takes votes away from Crazy Bernie, right, on Super Tuesday. And he loses by a little bit on each state, and Bernie loses again. This poor guy, Crazy Bernie. But he's running again in 4 years. Don't worry about it. No, he's the best loser I've ever seen. He could lose. He lost with Hillary. They didn't treat him too well. And then he lost. But Elizabeth Warren lost it. If she would have gotten out, he would have had the votes. He would have won easily. So instead of Crazy Bernie, I'm running against a sleepy guy, right? I'm running against a very sleepy guy. We can't let the sleepy guy fool us, though, because he happens to be a corrupt politician, and they don't want to ride it. Biden's energy plan will send every state into a crushing poverty situation, from Michigan to Minnesota. We're going to win Minnesota because of Omar and because we did a great job in stopping the riots in Minneapolis. The National Guard went in. They should have called them a lot sooner, like a week and a half. You wouldn't have had half your city burnt down. But Arizona, Pennsylvania, we're doing great in Pennsylvania, by the way. I just got the word. We're doing great in Pennsylvania. It's looking good. I think you're going to have a very exciting evening or day tomorrow, but evening in particular tomorrow. You know, when people see it, I walk in, we do polls, and they do a poll. We interviewed 73 people. And President Trump is down 57 points. This is a poll. See, this is a poll. When you draw crowds like this, this is not the crowd of somebody that's going to lose the state of Michigan. This is not Hey, look at this crowd. You can't even see the end of it. You can't even. This is not the crowd of a second place finisher. Do you agree with that?
That's incredible. This hour brought to you by Angelicious Gourmet.